The story of Tiger Woods involving a late-night car crash outside his home last week, days of tabloid reports about alleged affairs, now comes to these words of apology on his website. "I have let my family down, and I regret those transgressions with all my heart." Woods' statement lacked details, but the story has shaken the image of one of the most famous athletes in the world. Commentator John Feinstein has covered Tiger Woods for years, and he joins us now on the line. Good morning, John.
Good morning, Renee.
I mean, obviously, Tiger Woods has always had a squeaky clean reputation, and it's one of the reasons he's been so popular with fans as well as sponsors. What do you think? Will this story change that?
Well, it's going to change his image. There's no question about that. It already has. He's gone from being a revered figure, really, in sports. When you talk about Tiger Woods, you talk about 14 major championships, his pursuit of Jack Nicklaus's all-time record in that category. He has not only huge sponsorships, but very high-end sponsorships. And now, in the last few days, he's become a punchline. And he's going to have to deal with that going forward, both in the short term and the long term.
Although he has not lost any sponsors yet, not as of this morning.
No, and I don't think he's going to lose any sponsors, Renee. I think they have too much money invested in him to just jump ship. And not only that, we all know that in American public life, people can be rehabilitated in terms of their image. And it may take a year, it may take 5 years, but if Tiger Woods goes out and wins the Masters next April, those sponsors are going to want to be on board with Tiger Woods, regardless of what's going on today, December 3rd.
Now, you can hear a lot of people out there right now saying, you know, stop. It's private life. You know, leave Tiger Woods alone. But the fact is, this has been a very explosive story, and it doesn't seem to be going away. Why is that the case when similar scandals have had very little impact on other athletes?
Well, there are several reasons. One is Tiger is not one of the most famous athletes in the world. He is right now the most famous athletes in the world. He's an historic athlete. He's going to go down someday when he retires in the same kind of sentence with Babe Ruth and Pele and Jack Nicklaus in his sport. So he's not just another good or great athlete. He's above that. Plus, he has sold for years his image as the good guy, the family guy, the guy who does crave his privacy. He named his yacht Privacy. So this is an image that he has pitched to the public that is now coming around full circle to haunt him in a way.
And as he pointed out on his statement in his website, he's never had this sort of tabloid coverage,
right.
You know, certainly not professionally and not personally. So is his statement enough to allow him the measure of privacy that he's really begging for almost?
I think what his statement does, Renee, is it allows him, when he plays in his first tournament next year, which will probably be the last week in January in San Diego, that's where he usually starts his year, when someone brings it up to say, wait, I've already addressed that, I'm not talking about it anymore. It gives him that much cover. But it doesn't. Your point about the tabloids is well taken. The golf media is, for the most part, intimidated by Tiger. The tabloid media, the guys writing jokes for Letterman and Leno and whomever, they don't care whether Tiger cuts them off or not. So it does give him some cover, for sure, but it doesn't end this. It's not going to end for a while.
Well, John, thanks very much.
Thank you, Renee.
The comments of John Feinstein. He's author of A Good Walk Spoiled, Days and Nights on the PGA Tour. And you're listening to NPR News.